Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. You are inside the morning rat race. Carl Crabb with the morning off, doing some fun skiing, boarding, and slopeside action today.
Yeah, I know. Lucky duck.
You got your boy Gots here, and Eastside Dave sits there.
Hello.
And right now, we got to throw out three more stories as part of the No Sweat News to gear you up Friday for the quiz, which will hopefully land you a pair of tickets to check out Shinedown, the boys from Shinedown doing that acoustic show over at Starland on the 25th.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to rule.
If you missed any of the stories this week, don't sweat it at all. Get over to WRET.com and click the podcast section. Here we go. Story number one. Here's a doozy. Dateline California, where there's a family out there that's probably going to have to go to Costco and buy the entire supply of Clorox disinfectant wipes.
Uh-oh.
The family's name is the Duggan family. They're from California. They were out of town this past weekend, but when they reviewed the security camera outside their front door, they saw something very strange.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What?
This went down early on Saturday. Some wackadoo, some guy spent 3 hours standing there licking their doorbell. Let me say that again. There was a guy standing there for 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours licking their doorbell.
And then the LSD wore off, I'm assuming.
Well, they turned the video over to the cops, and they identified the guy as a 33-year-old named Robert Ario.
Okay.
So the,
Robert, I know what it is like to go through a dry spell. I've been hard up before, but you don't see the Dave man licking doorbells, pal.
Licking the door. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. He also stole some extension cords off the porch, so the cops are trying to track him down on prowling and theft charges.
If that happens to my house, I just move. I might even burn the house down before I move.
How weird would that be? You come home, you're like, honey, check this out. What the hell is this guy doing? He's licking the doorbell.
Thank God they had security cameras installed on their door. Wow. That's insanity.
Wow. Here we go. Story number two, moving right along. Dateline, Oklahoma, where there's a 24-year-old guy named Cannon Harrison, who's a game warden. And in December, he matched with a woman on a dating app known as Bumble.
Okay.
And when he asked a lovely woman on there how she was doing, she said she was quite happy because she just shot a, quote, big old buck.
A big old buck?
That's right.
Oh.
So he kind of scratched his head a few minutes, and he asked her a few questions, and it turned out she really had illegally shot a deer out of season.
No.
And she even sent him a picture of it.
No.
Well, that was good news for Cannon.
I don't like this.
Since he investigates into poachers, usually takes months.
I don't know.
But this just one served him up right. He used the woman's picture and first name to figure out her identity on social media. And the next morning, game warden showed up at her house and arrested her. She wound up getting hit with a $2,400 fine.
I'm not sponsoring poaching or anything, but I don't know. The guy talking to her on Bumble and used it as some sort of impromptu sting operation.
Yeah.
Rubs me the wrong way, I gotta be honest.
Here's my question.
What?
Do you think they went on a date?
Hell no! What are you, nuts?
Oh, that's a beautiful
hell
thing.
Hell no!
And lastly, we take things to capital of the No Sweat News.
Florida.
Dateline, Florida. Get a load of this chick. There's a 42-year-old woman named Heather Carpenter from Sarasota, Florida. And she works as a substitute teacher at an elementary school, right?
Okay.
And apparently she has a problem with the principal at that school, who's a woman named Allison Foster.
Oh.
Well, last month, Heather knew that Allison was throwing a birthday party for her daughter at a local park. And Heather knew because her daughter is in the same class.
Ah.
All right?
Gotcha.
And was invited as well. So she has so much of a problem with her, Allison wanted to mess up the party. Heather wanted to mess up the party. Heather went to the park earlier in that day, and she rubbed human, shall we say feces?
Yeah, you could say feces.
Poop.
She rubbed crap.
All over the picnic tables and the grill.
Okay, didn't you say that her daughter also, though, was going to attend this little party?
Mm-hmm. But she didn't like the principal.
Yeah.
So she wanted to mess up the principal's daughter's birthday party.
But her own daughter is also going to the party.
Well, something tells me that, you know, she's like, you're not going to this party.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, she showed up early at the party.
It's a freak move, man.
The park and just started rubbing crap everywhere. We don't know for sure whose poop it was. But I'm going to assume that it was Heather's personal blend right there.
I hope it was her own. I hope she's not buying poop off the black market. Excuse me, that would be the brown market. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
What a nut job.
It's disgusting.
Anyway, she wound up doing a $2,300 in damage to the park, so she was arrested for damaged property and criminal mischief.
That is disgusting.
I know.
I mean, Gotz, you've ruined many a family picnic and birthday party before, but never
that's
with
because
poo.
I just show up.
Yeah. Never with poo, just always with puke.
Right. Rubbing that everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Oh, ruin the kid's birthday party.
It's horrendous. It's like that crazy guy in Green Mile throws the poop all over Tom Hanks or one of the other.
Oh, my God.
Remember that guy?
I don't even want to remember it. I'm trying to forget it, to be honest with you. There you go with three stories as far as Wednesday is concerned. Oh, this has got me all...
Disgusting, man. Forget about this bagel in front of me.
No, I got to go wash my hands.
Good night.
If you miss any of the stories this week, don't sweat it. Get over to WRAT.com. I know it's going to be a pain to listen to those ones again, but hey... It could get you some Shinedown tickets as the acoustic show comes to town with Brent and Zach from the Boys from Shinedown. Hits January 25th over at Starland. Make sure you study up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.